Good morning. It's Commissioner Dennis Frazier with my podcast for this week. First, I want to start off with a personal note. I've had my first grandchild this morning. It's Tuesday morning. My first grandchild was born this morning, 6-something. I don't remember the exact time. But anyway, congratulations to my daughter, Sarah, and her husband, Casey, on Lainey Lee coming into the world. All right, now I'll get into business of the county. We have a proposed budget out there. We worked hard on it because there's a lot going on with the budget this year. We have a lot of one-time money, but we don't have a lot of ongoing money. And what we did is we took the one-time money and we balanced out this year, which is great because we have to have a balanced budget, and we do. And actually, with the one-time money, we should be able to, or the next board, because I won't be here then, the next board should be able to balance out the next year or two using one-time money. However, to me, that means that there is a structural deficit that's going to be going on into the future. If you look at the numbers that are going down here, the imbalance is greater and greater every year. So something has to be done with that. We did this in the hopes that, and I know hope is not a course of action, but in the hope that things would change and more money would be coming in, because that's what has to happen. And how that's going to happen, I'm not sure. But, you know, if I was 100% sure that we needed to do something different than what we did, I'd be totally against this. I'm pretty sure we need to do something different. I am pretty sure about that. But I'm not always right. You never heard me say that before. But I'm not always right. Therefore, we could have done the right thing here. It could be, you know, we just need to band-aid this with the one-time money for the next, my guess is, would be about 3 years, FY 23, 24, and 25, I believe can all be balanced with one-time money. After that, it's not going to work. So maybe in that time, things will change enough so it will be much different. Now, what won't happen, and people say this all the time, well, we're going to have more commercial and industrial development. Carroll County will make up the difference. To be very frank, since I've been county commissioner, we've had unprecedented commercial and industrial development in Carroll County, unprecedented. And that does give us more money on our bottom line. That brings more taxes in. But even with all that going on, it's not enough without additional source of revenue. And that's my opinion. Like I said, am I 100% sure I'm right? I'm not. So we did this. And we did it for several reasons. One reason, we use that one-time money for a lot of really good, important things that have to get done. They really do, and I think we use it very, very well. But also, since I've been a commissioner, and my fellow Commissioner Wance, Commissioner Weaver, we've all been at the same time, taxes have never gone up. Now, that could be a great thing, and it is for most people, but it might not be a great thing for the county. Like I said, we'll wait and see. Wait and see what happens. So some of the things we use this one-time money for, we put $8 million. So now this is a preliminary budget. It hasn't been fully voted on yet. It'll go to public hearing and we'll get input from the public and so forth. All that's going to happen before this is finalized. So these are just things we put out in the preliminary budget. So we put $8 million of one-time money into solid waste because we bought 200 some acres around the landfill. And now we want to put a master plan together to see the best way to use that 200 some acres. And we have to have money to implement that master plan. This $8 million goes along with, I believe we have about $11 million left that we put in from last year. Now, that sounds like a lot of money. It's $19 million. But as sure as I'm sitting here doing this broadcast, it won't be enough money to fully implement the plan. It just will not be. But it's a good start. And, you know, I think we set the county up well for the future, putting that money aside. We also, I believe, put in $4 million of one-time money for surplus. Now, that's the figures I have in front of me right now. Things might have changed. I can't remember everything. $4 million one time to reserve for infrastructure maintenance. Actually, I think we cut that down to $3 million. But anyway, whether it's four or three, this is money we set aside so that the things that we have, our buildings, our roads, our pipes, our stormwater, all that stuff has to be maintained. And the more that we have, and we, because of just the way the county's growing, there's more infrastructure every year to maintain. We have to put money aside to keep the stuff maintained so we don't have the emergencies that come up and it costs so much more money at that point. So that's a good thing. We've put some money aside in the past for that here and there, been a couple hundred thousand here and there, but it's the most money we set aside at one point to take care of that problem. I think it's a very, very good idea. We've taken $1 million of one-time money and put it to Ag Prez. Again, I think it's a great idea. We're looking to get our 100,000 acres. We need, off the top of my head, about 26, 28,000 acres more to get to our 100,000 acres. There's only like 46,000 acres left of ag land to try to pull that 100,000 from. So putting this $1 million of one-time money there right now gives us an opportunity to jump on some land that might be available if the people that own the land wanted to put it in Ag Prez. Again, it's a voluntary program, but they want to do it. It's nice to have the money to put the program into action. If we don't have the money, that land might not be there. And like I said, there's only around 46,000 acres left to get us our, actually I'm thinking it's like 22,000, 23. Again, I don't have the figures right in front of me, but it's pretty close. So we need, you know, right around half of what's left in order to get our 100,000 acres. And I think it's a worthy goal. And that's why we put $1 million aside for that on top of the money that always goes in agricultural preservation. Some other things that we did with some one-time money. We've actually moved the sheriff's office headquarters. We were planning to build a new sheriff's office and put everything together with the state's attorney's office. That was in the plan, so it was pushed out a few years. If you look at where the sheriff is, he's in like four different buildings. It'd be nice to have the sheriff, all his people, and everything in one building. That's what this will do. That's been moved ahead. That cost us, I think, $1 million additional this year, but it moves things up. We already had the money set aside in the future, just moves it up a little bit, but it does cost an additional money this year. But it's worthwhile. It needs to be done, and it's going to get done because we've moved it. Again, this is all in a preliminary budget. This has not been finally approved. A couple other things we did. We had a sigil study done on our own county government and how it works and how we compensate people and what their jobs are and what the alignment should be and all that. We have that study out there. It hasn't been completed yet, but when that study comes in, it's going to take money to implement that study. Now, we realign positions, realign departments, put other people here or there, have compensation that's more in line with other counties and so forth around so we can hire people. All that has to be done. We have around $7 million put aside to implement that study. Again, that sounds like a lot of money, but I don't think that's going to be enough. So we have that. And one of the reasons we did that is because there are many jobs that we have in the county that are posted until filled. And sometimes they're not filled. We have plenty of job openings in Carroll County. And I have to think, and I could be wrong, but I have to think they're not filled or people don't even apply for the job because of what we pay is not comparable to what's being paid around us. And that could be privately or in other governments. If you want to provide the services in Carroll County that we do provide and we want to continue providing, and I think we do a great job, we have to be able to pay our employees enough to do their job, and we have to pay enough to get more people coming in and filling up these vacancies, because you can't expect people to do extra all the time forever because it burns them out. So these other openings that we have to be filled. So it's one of the reasons we looked at this study. Another reason is, are we doing things the right way, the right manner? Is our government aligned the right way? Do we need to move positions around? And a study will give us a good insight to that. But you have to have money to implement it. So we put around $7 million aside for this. I said I'm quickly running out of time. I also say we added to our unassigned fund balance at the end of the last thing we did. And the reason we did that, instead of, we usually have around $4 million, I think it's almost $8 million now that we have all together for unassigned fund balance. Because of such things as the new fire and EMS service that we're transitioning to, the sigil study, all that's probably going to take more money than what we think it will. So it's nice to have the additional money in unassigned fund balance to use when it's necessary to use. Also, inflation is going up. We might need additional funding for things that we know we're going to need. But because of inflation, because of how scarce some things are out there, it might cost some additional funding for us. Okay, that's all the time I have right now. Until next time, this is Commissioner Dennis Frazier. Have a great spring. Hopefully it warms up a little bit. It's too cold today for me.